of you know that you were created for something special. You weren't created to just come into the house of God and sit down and suck up air and just look at one another. God created you for a special purpose. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 57, just one verse of scripture. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to talk to us a little while. I was created for victory. Come on, I was created to be victorious. He didn't create me to sit down. He created us to take ground. He didn't create us to stop. He created us to keep going. He didn't create us to throw in the towel. Come on, he created us to conquer our adversary. That is why he created you. Give me just a minute to just lay a foundation. You may be seated. Thank you. Thank you. You know, whenever you think about victory or being victorious, there is one thing in mind. You got to endure the battle before you ever hear the victory. There are some things that you got to fight your way through before you realize you've got the victory. There is a praise word that is called todah. It means to extend the hands, to declare openly the word of God. Todah, every time you read confesseth, or confession, know that they are translated from the word todah. Every confession. So it is an implication that we are to raise the hands as in a court of law, swearing to speak the truth. Here's the only way that I'm going to have victory. I've got to throw up my hands. I got to get my hands out of the way so he can get in the way. I got to let go of the situation so he can get a hold of it. I got to let go of the problem and just worship him through. Come on, I got to make a statement to God. Lord, I'm going to worship you. I am declaring the word of God. I am speaking to this situation. I am proclaiming the word of God. Right. So say what the Bible says. It's truth. John 1 and verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. As long as you have a thought, the thought never comes out of your mouth unless you speak it. It's just a thought. The same was in the beginning with God. Not a thought, not a word, a thought. Nothing happened. In Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It was there, but there was no change until verse 3. God never says a word until verse 3. Then he said, let there be. The thought now has become a word, and the word now has become an action. Todah says, God, I am the righteousness of you. I've got to lift my hands and just declare the word of God and say, Lord, I am righteous only through you. I only have power through you. I only have anointing through you. I only have victory through you. So I'm not going to have a thought. I've got a word. I've got to speak to this thing. The The word hala means to act clamorously foolish in the eyes of the non-believer. In other words, you get crazy in your praise. But Todah says, I am throwing up my hands in a court of law. Everything that the enemy is coming against me, wait. God is saying, hold it. The hands are raised. He is declaring the word of God. He is speaking the word of Matthew 17 and verse 20. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, hold it. Because of what? Of unbelief. There are times that we get so wrapped up in our problem to where that we are standing and we have the greatest solution in our hands, but yet we are not reading the word of God. We are looking at the problem, and our problem is greater than that solution. But wait a minute, we are seeing it upside down. When I lift my hands and I make that declaration to God and say, Lord, this problem, you already know how it is going to end. You know how everything is going to work out. Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain. Wait a minute. He didn't say think to the problem. Stand up, first lady. Come on, stand up for a minute. He may not be here today, but because of a woman with a covenant on her head, says, God, I am speaking to this thing. Now death is being released. Come on, some of you are not hearing me. I'm not thinking he's going to be all right. I'm speaking he's going to be all right. I'm not thinking everything is going to be okay. I'm speaking everything is going to. I was created for victory. I wasn't created to be doubtful. I was created to take dominion. I was created to walk in a heavenly place. Say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing, no thing shall be impossible to you. If little Johnny comes back to church, if we see the drug addicts come off the street. The drug addicts are coming off the street. When you make that decree, you got to stand on it. Come hell or high water, come on, you got to stand on that decree. God, I'm lifting my hands in Todah. I'm coming to you in righteousness. I'm coming to you with your word. You got to open your mouth. Does anybody ever get to can't help it just because you can't help it? In other words, do you ever get the mully grubs? You know you're so low you can swing your legs on a piece of paper? Come on, you know what I'm talking about. Why are we belittling ourselves? In a court of law, you got to put your hand on this book and swear that you're going to tell the truth and nothing but the truth. God could swear by no greater, so he swear by himself. He swear by his word. His word is heaven and earth pass away, but his word will never pass away. Your situation is going to come to an end, but that word is not going to end. It may look like it is impossible, but Jesus is going to answer you. It may look like everything is going crazy. Come on, lift your hands. Lift your hands and Todah. Hey, God, I'm coming to you in righteousness. In 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. So now, I've got to make a truthful declaration. I lift my hands in Christ. I am a new creature. Old things have passed away. Some of you not hearing me. In Christ, I'm brand new. I'm not the same person. I've lifted my hands. I'm not the same alcoholic. I'm not the same drug addict. I'm not the... Because now I have made that declaration in the Word of God. John 17 and 17, sanctify them through that truth. Thy word is truth. There is nothing any greater than the word of God. Nothing. So now I must confess in Colossians 1 and verse 13, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Come on, I gotta lift my hands in Todah, in truth, and say, God, I am making that declaration, Lord. I'm not my own. I've been bought with a price. I've been blood bought. I'm mercy sought. He brought me out of hell. He brought me out of the pit. He turned my life around. If I'm in agreement with the Word of God, and the Word of God is in agreement with me, and I'm in agreement with the man of God, what you say don't matter. So why are we allowing the adversary to come in and get in our ears and cause us to walk with our adversary instead of the man of God? Amos 3 and 3, who can two walk together except they be agreed? I must be in agreement with the Word of God. Elijah, he had the favor of the people, he had the ear of the king, and he had the power of God. Here is what we don't understand. Well, preacher, I don't move in that realm. Get off of your carcass and bury your head in the prayer room somewhere. Come on, he'll talk through you. When are we going to get up and get rid of that negativity and realize that God is wanting to use you? Come on, you was created for victory. You wasn't created to be on the bottom. He created you to be on the... But I got to be in agreement with the Word of God. Hebrews 11 and 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Wait a minute. I've got to believe that he is a rewarder. I told a story sitting at the table today, and I said, oh, God, I'm giving things away. And I listened to Pastor Larry Webb, and he told this story. And he said there was a family, they was under stress, and they really needed a vacation, and they went on vacation, and about halfway, the car ran out of gas. And the little girl said, Daddy, I believe if I take this coffee can and go down to the water and dip it up and come pour it into the gas tank, I believe that God will turn it into gas. And he went to tell her no, but he said, go and do. She got the car full of water. She said, okay, Daddy, get in and crank it up. He sat down and the car cranked. That tank of gas lasted them their whole vacation and got them back home. So don't tell me when we declare the word of God. Why are we living below our privilege? Why are we living in want? Come on, whenever we have the greatest provider that has ever been known to man, he is. But you got to lift your hands. You're ready to submit yourself to him. God, I'm on a todah. I'm coming to you in authority. But without faith, Brother Gantz made the statement, said she was dead. He said, my wife was dead. D-E-D, dead. Prayer was made. I don't see, hey, look, she ain't dead. Some of you not grasping it. Some of you not hearing me. When you get a hold of what he will do for you, I just got to lift my hands. I'm not the same boy. I've been bought with a price. I've been redeemed. I must confess. I've been redeemed right by the blood of the Lamb. When we can grasp the power of God. You know, we all heard this song, Jesus, take the wheel. Somebody better take the wheel because somebody ain't praying. Come on. Why are we going to belittle ourselves? Saying, I can't. You've already limited yourself. You done put limits on you. And now you done put limits on God. Amen, buddy. Come on. We dance. We shout. We scream. We holler. We run. We go home the same way that we come in. We come back. On to the next service, maybe I'll get a word this service. I'm sorry, I'm giving you one. I can't walk. You walked in here, you walked to your house, you walk in your. We walk to the buffet, we walk to the restaurant. Why not give God a chance? God, I'm lifting my hands. I'm not the same. Hebrews 4:2, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. the gospel, the good news, a prophetic word goes forth, and the lack of faith refuses to praise and worship God. Preacher, I've heard preaching my whole life. Let me tell you something. You may be the first one in hell. You may have heard it your whole life, but what have you done with it? Come on, what have you done with it? God don't have no grandchildren. Once you get the Holy Ghost, look, you are first generation. You know why some people leave the same way that they come in? It is because that the problem, that they have adapted the problem to them. And now the problem is them. Instead of lifting our hands and saying, wait a minute, I must confess, I've been redeemed. I'm no longer eat up with cancer. I'm no longer dying. I'm no longer going to a devil's hell. I'm no longer in a backslidden state of mind. I'm no longer playing church. There are some things that God is going, hey, you want it? Worship me for it. I'll show you what I can do. You give God the problem, he'll give you the promise. Come on, you gotta let go of the problem to get a hold of the promise. Come on, I just felt a kickback. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. Look, I'm tired too, folks. Come on. We worry about our image instead of his. Some people can't walk good until they get to Walmart. Come on, amen, oh me. If I cannot extend my hand, I got to release to God. We come to God griping and complaining. And we never get in. I'm going to show you how to get in. Psalms 100 and verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. This is what I do every morning. I take about 30 to 45 minutes just thanking him that he woke me up today. Thanking him for my family, thanking him for my bride, thanking him for my children, thanking him for my grandchildren, thanking him for every blessing he has put in my life. If you don't think it works, try it. Quit grumbling and start thanking him. Come on. When I'm hurting, thank God you got some nerves to hurt. Nerves in the body, and we allow the enemy to get on our last nerve. I told Brother Long, I said, look, dude, I feel like slapping somebody. Come on. No, I'm just playing. He starts laughing. He moved over. Why do we take the devil's junk? And we discard the word of God. We take somebody else's words, like Job's old three friends, and we take that garbage and we bring it to our house and we have the mully grubs.
got up the other morning and my feet was hurting. I said, God, I thank you that they're hurting. At least I got some feet to hurt.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Thanksgiving sets the course. Give me Psalms 91. I want you to read all the way down for me till where he says that he commands his angels. I think it's in verse 8. Read down for me. I want you to listen to something for me. And I'll get back to this in a second. Come on, just intermission. Go ahead. Hold it right there a minute. If I don't repent, if I don't get my attitude right, I'm not getting in that place. Read, Rev. Hold it right there. Here is how it's not going to come nigh you. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Everything that he just read is the protecting hand of God. I've got to get my attitude right before I get in that place. I'm not going in there with an attitude. I'm not going in there with my own agenda. You're not coming into his presence with your own agenda. It ain't going to work. I've got to come in thanking him. I've got to come in worshiping him. Thanksgiving sets the course. The court is where the king is, his presence. The entrance into the court, his presence, is through the gate. John 1 and 14, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 10:9, I am the door. You're not going to get there without going through Jesus Christ. It ain't going to happen. Get entered into his presence, not with my agenda, Pastor, but quoting the word of God. He's not going to cast his word out of the way. He's not going to cast his word out of his presence. We are begotten by his word. My. The word is our entrance into the presence of God. This psalm not only tells us the attitude in which we are to approach God, but confession of his word is the entrance into his presence. When I can open the book, I may not can quote it verbatim, but when I can open the book and enter into the presence of God, reading the word of God, reading the most powerful thing that has ever been known to man. Come on, we was created for victory. Why are we sitting on the sidelines in defeat whenever you was created to take ground? You was created to advance the kingdom of God. You was created to stand and declare the word of God. Ephesians 2 and 6, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ is our breakthrough. Psalms 8 and verse 6, thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. So now I must make a confession. With my hands lifted, God, you made me to have dominion over the work of your hands. It's only by redemption through your blood can I have dominion over my adversary. Can I have dominion over everything the enemy is throwing at me? Only through you. Thou hast put all things under my feet. If we're not willing to quote the book, we're going to be judged by the book. Jeremiah 51 and 20, thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. For with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms. I must confess, before I ever get to be a battle axe, first I got to be a praiser. Before I can ever get to this place, first I got to lift my hands in confession. In truth, thy word is truth. Come on, thy word is truth. Thy word is truth. God, thy word is truth. That is why Jesus could speak to a leper and he went his way and he was cleansed. That is why Jesus could spit on the ground and he made a little mud pie and put it on his eyes and said, go wash, and he'd come back seeing. That is why Jesus could take a man right outside of the city and put spittle on his tongue and he started talking right. You know why? Because he had dominion over everything. Was created to be victorious. For 1 Peter 2 and verse 24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live in the righteousness by whose stripes you were healed. When the enemy says, you're going to die, you're going to die, you're going to die, I can take him back to that scripture and say, hey, old boy, read that. If I die, I die in the Lord, but I won't have to put up with your carcass no more. Come on. So why are we allowing the adversary to come in and get in your basket of fruit and spit on everything you got? You know, you've been around them folks. They just act like you just spit in their cornflakes. Come on. Somebody's got an attitude. You're not going to get into the presence of God that way. It ain't going to happen. I've got to make a confession. Without him. Come on, without him. I've got to lift my hands. Without him, I am nothing. I am nothing. Without him, everybody else's words is going to go out of hearing. Without him, I cannot make heaven. Without him, I'm not going to see eternity around the throne of grace. Without him, I'm not going to be able to dance around his throne and just worship him for eternity. Without the power of the Holy Ghost, I'm going to miss the word of God. I'm going to miss the I'm going to miss the power of God. I'm going to miss that dominion that God has ordained for me to walk in. I am going to miss it. Without him, I must confess, I am nothing without him.
Now, let me tell you something, church. You have the favor of this city. You have the ear of this city. And you have the power of God flowing through you. You have something that this city does not have. I was created. Come on, I was created to be victorious. If you don't want to live it, you don't have to. Keep coming to church, keep shouting, dancing, going home the same way you came. That ain't up to me. That is up to you. You want to keep carrying that load? Go ahead. But you don't have to. You can leave here tonight an ambassador of heaven, being filled with the Holy Ghost, being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
The only way, according to that book.
Look at your neighbor and say, I was created to be victorious. What was you created for? I was created to stand in the presence of the Lord in Todah and make a confession. My mother-in-law was standing at the back door. Storms, the kids was in the closet. Winds was blowing about 60 miles an hour in the old home place in Tennessee. And she was standing at the back door with the back door open, and there was about 7 thunderheads coming over. And she looked at it and she said, "Now, God, I am a widow. According to your word, you are responsible for me, God. According to your word." And then she said, the Holy Ghost spoke back immediately and said, "Speak to the wind, speak to the storm." She said, "I command this cloud to part hither and thither," and it parted. That is how much power that we have, but we don't use it. Are we afraid that somebody is going to look down on us and disdain? If they hated him first, they're going to hate you. If they persecuted him, they're going to persecute you. Whenever they talked about him, are they going to talk about you? Son, if you'll let the Holy Ghost, he will change your direction this day in the name of Jesus Christ. There are some people that's pulling on you, son. If you let the power of God, he will change your life. He will wreck the devil's plans. He will. Whatever the enemy has had in store for you, I know a God who will wreck his plans. Hallelujah, God. Come on. Come on. Tell yourself. Let your ears hear it. Let your ears hear your mouth. I was created to be victorious. I was created to step into heavenly places. I was created to move in the power of God. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 13. "And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them." The commandments, hold it. You could understand the power of praise. not just the power of praise, but the power of lifting our hands and praising him and quoting the word of God, quoting the book that he ordained, quoting the very words that he allowed to be on paper and put into our hands. You weren't created to play second fiddle to nobody. He was created to walk in places that angels fear to tread. Oh God, oh God, oh God. When things are upside down, lift your hands in confession. When it's going wrong, lift up your hands in confession and confess to him. Come on and tell him a truth. You are God and you are God alone and there's nothing beside you. And today I am making that declaration right in the power of God. Oh God, oh God. You need to thank him every day. It's because his mercy and his grace. You're not chained to a devil's hell. Come on, you got to thank him every day. Lord, when my feet was well nigh slipping, God, I lifted my hands. Oh, when I was about ready to throw in the towel, Lord, I lifted my hands. Oh, God, I made that declaration. I'm going to make heaven my home, whatever I've got to do. But here is the thing. You're going to have to die to get there. It's your declaration. When are you going to speak it? Come on, when are you going to speak it? When are you going to clear your voice and look at the very storm that is trying to take you down and just lift your hands and say, not today, devil. Talk to the hand. I'm going to worship the one true God. Stand to your feet and declare their name. Speak their name. Declare it coming back into the house of God. Come on, declare them coming back. Declare them coming home. Come on, every one of us here, we got some backslidden children. Come on, there are some of you here, you got grandchildren. They are dying lost without God. Come on and lift your hand. Make that declaration. I must confess, God. I must confess, God. They are dying lost. I'm not going to let them die without them hearing the gospel. Make that declaration first. I don't know about you, but I got to crawl to him and say, Lord, I am a sinner that is saved by the grace of God. I am no more than that drug addict that is strung out laying in the ditch. I am no more than him, God. But there go I, but for the grace of God. Lord, you allowed your grace to extend to me. Last two scriptures. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. You know why it is hid to them? Because we are not making that declaration right in the word of God. We're not opening our mouth. In whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believed not, lest the light of this glorious gospel of this glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Gospel's hid is because we won't make that declaration and we won't lift our hands in confession and say, Lord, you are God and God alone. Come on to the music, please. Come on, I was created. I was created. I was created to be victorious. I was created to have victory. Come on, I was created. I wasn't created to be on the bottom. I was created. I was created to walk in righteousness and true holiness. I was created to walk in the power of God. I was created to walk in places to where angels has fear to tread. I'm going to tell you something. Because of the covenant that she has on her head, that my wife has on her head, she can walk into the presence of the Lord and never say a word. Hear me out. Study it out. Ladies, because of the power that you have on your head, you can step into the presence of the Lord and never say a word. A son has to announce that he's coming in. But a daughter, she has to never say a word because she has a covering. There are privileges that we have being a child of God, but we don't use them. We keep coming to Pastor and say, Pastor, why is it thus? Why is it thus? Why is it thus? A very wealthy man invited the Lord into his house, and he put him in his best room, and he told the Lord, and he sat down with him, and he said, God, he said, Jesus, I'm tormented every night, and I brought you in, and I put you in the best room of my home, and when he walked out, he shut the door. Night after night after night, the enemy came and tormented him at the door. Finally, he went to Jesus and he knelt down at his feet and he said, Lord, I don't understand. I've invited you into my house. I give you the best that I have, but yet I'm still tormented every night. Jesus replied, you've made me Lord over this one room. There are some of us here that we have doors in our hearts that has not been opened in so many years because there is bitterness there, there's anger there, there's frustration there, there's unforgiveness there. And so now the Lord is only God in that one room. Until you open your whole heart, he opened his door. That night, the adversary came knocking on the door. Jesus went to the door. He said, excuse me, I've got the wrong address. He's Lord over what you allow him. What's in your heart that is keeping you from lifting your hands? What is in your heart that is keeping you in a place to where you're bound and there's no freedom? What's in your heart? Come on, what is in your heart? Is it unforgiveness? Is there somebody in this building that has said something to you that hurt your feelings? Go to them. Get it right. Win a brother. Win a sister. Get it right. Preacher, you don't understand. They have talked about me. Wait a minute. They talked about Jesus first. What's in your heart to where that you cannot lift your hands in freedom and make a confession? God, I was created to be victorious. Is it lust? Is it the lust of the eye?
the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. What is in your heart that has kept you from entering into that place with Jesus Christ? Who has hurt you? Who has said something to you that has stopped you from going there?